Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with the Rock Paper Podcast. I want to talk about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them at the .Zec building in Grand Center in St. Louis, Missouri. Or shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Come on by anytime during the week, but every Friday they'll have new records in store. They'll have live records spinning, and they'll have some free beer from Urban Chestnut. So check it all out. Full listing of details at musicrecordshop.com. Follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all kinds of exclusive opportunities to win some tickets and some records and all kinds of fun things. Pays to support people. Support local. There's a lot of really cool things going on over there. And yeah, check it all out. Musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Mikey B from Common Jones. You listen to Rock Paper Podcast with my main man, Shane Presley. Gee.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with the guys of Common Jones.
Hey.
What up?
I heard those guys were great.
Yeah?
Yes, they're right. Okay. He's our hype man.
I heard those guys were great.
excuse me. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you very much.
This is very exciting. It's looking at the, it was like over... just over a year ago that we did one of these.
Yep. We were in the Battle for Point Fest at the time.
Yeah. And then that worked out all right for you guys.
That did work out great for us.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
We won. Yeah. Along with Isabella.
Yeah. That's always a crazy day. But it's cool when you get to see your friends up on the big stage. And
oh, that was a blast. Yeah, Point Fest, that was a blast.
It was amazing. It was an eye-opening experience to like the next level. Like, this is what we're shooting for, you know?
Yeah.
How bad do you want it?
Right.
You know?
It was really cool this year, too, to see Discrepancies get up there.
Dude, Discrepancies had a sick crowd, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the, I don't know if they got a good time slot or what, dude, but, like, we had to open up the Point Fest, so.
Well, obviously, this year was a very different year for Point
Fest. Plus, half those bands kind of got screwed, right?
Yeah, and half the bands got screwed, so it was like, it was awesome. Well,
everybody did, because they didn't get the play. They didn't get their prize, I do feel bad
they
for
still
those. They hustled like that all year.
Yeah, that's a lot of hustle, man, to get rid of those tickets, you know? Yeah. I do feel bad for them.
Well, I think, I don't know what's going on, but I think I heard that Pops is working on something to make it up to him also.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Cool.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be nice of them.
Of course, we got ho-ho shows and everything else coming up, so...
Mm-hmm.
Different things like that. They're going to try to help throw them a bone, and since they got, since they did do a lot of work, unfortunately, the didn't happen. So, but yeah. Anyway, like I said, you guys got that going on last year, and then, but now we got new music. We got a bunch of other real big shows coming up. Whole lot happening for Common Jones, that's for sure.
We didn't have Dave last year.
Yeah, we
got a new member.
Yeah,
we got two new members actually.
Yep.
We didn't have...
Oh, shit, I forgot about Chris.
Because I think back then, that was before Pat had left the band.
It was kind of in the middle of it. I don't remember exactly, but I remember you guys doing the podcast. And I was like, I'll just practice these songs.
Right. So, everybody meet Chris Benin.
Benin.
Hey-o.
Hi, Chris.
It's Benin.
I mean it.
Pronounce it right.
And we also got a new keyboardist, Dave Vance.
Hello.
Hey, man. Hey, this is his second appearance on the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Also, been jamming with some Boomtown United.
Boomtown.
Tell us about your other band.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Dave's band.
Let's talk about Boomtown.
But yeah, like I said, you guys got three brand new songs. We're going to share them on this show today, but you can stream them exclusively at commonjones.com.
That's right.
But like I said, right now they're just streaming. Is that are we gearing up for a new record, or what's the plan there?
Well, we're we got three done, and we plan to do three more. Right now, it's just we got to get up the cash to get in there and get it done. You know,
still writing new music.
And us waiting to play some shows to gather the cash. We've been writing a whole lot more music, so it's like, okay, so now we get to pick and choose what we want to record and put on this to finalize the record or the EP. And so right now, the three songs, we've had them done for, a few months now. So we just thought, you know, why don't we just put them up on commonjones.com and you can stream them there. As soon as we get in the studio, finish this thing, it'll be out to all of the digital distributions and, you know, physical copies from shows and all that.
You guys said you're pushing Bent as the single.
I would assume that would be, out of the three right now, that would be probably the jam.
Yeah. I mean, they're all jams. That's a jam, But, the new stuff we're working on is awesome, too. I mean, I can't wait for people to hear this new stuff.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm feeling right now.
This is a whole other side of Common Jones, don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, dude, because we brought Dave in, and Dave writes, too. Dave also plays the shit out of the guitar.
Yep.
So, he's got a lot of great ideas we've been working off of lately.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess you can kind of say.
I'm feeling that.
You know, here we are 6 months into the year, and we're like, man, we only got three songs done. We haven't played a lot of shows, you know, but that's okay.
But we're working.
You know? Yeah, we're steadily doing stuff behind the scenes, trying to figure it out. Schedules are really crazy right now. Chris just bought a new house. Congratulations on that.
Having babies.
He's real tired.
Having babies.
So, you know, We're trudging forward, but at our own speed right now, you know.
Sure.
Family's super important, and we hit it real hard last year. And so we were kind of dedicating some time back to the ones that allowed us to do what we did last year.
Yeah, man.
And,
it helps build a draw, too. You know,
yes, it does.
Spacing out the shows.
Yeah, it does help build a nice little create your own demand, per se. Because if you don't see us July 22nd, then...
At the Ready Room.
Ooh.
You know,
seamless plug.
You wouldn't if you miss that, then... You know, then what? It's 3 months since you've seen us, or 4 months. You know, so it works out for us like that.
Yeah, and really, our last big one was the Badfish show. Really,
yeah.
I mean, since people, you know, we had a big draw. You know,
much love to Rich Donald and
and we appreciate that
the crew at Pops for that one. That was awesome, man.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you well, I guess I mentioned Bent. You guys want to share anything with this song? Any stories around this one?
This is the one we're trying to make a video for.
Yeah, this is the one we're going to be shooting a video for. I mean, you know, if you listen to Mikey's lyrics in the song, I mean, it just it helped inspire me to write my rap part on it.
I think it's the first real original with keys, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. And to where we get a little digital with Common Jones, too. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's really heard us go digital, and now that we got Super Dave here... he's been doing some really cool stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
We did some experimental stuff in the studio, like vocally on this track, that we're still trying to figure out live. So if you listen to the track that we're about to play, you know, there's some pretty cool stuff that broke down with some of the vocals.
Yeah. now, but I think you really do. You're singing your softballs, get off the fucking stage. I keep my head held high, picking up a dirt of bait. It'll make you run, it'll make you hide, it'll make you circumcise. It'll make a girl up on the floor, better make you think you died. We're not the best in the world, but at least we give a shit. Your gang of hoodlum, bum thugs and hypocrites. Don't you think you're better than me? Well, I curse the book that you read. And we stand with those that won't follow. Defend the little guy, that's our motherfucker. Don't you think you're better than another? Cause I shit without the help of my brother. And we got nothing but love for those who brought us back. And never ever forget who put us on the map. Bring that beat back. I can feel this music blowing, growing deep inside my bones. I can't eat, I can't sleep, depleting all my chromosomes. We speak in silence, communicate on golden tunes. Get consumed, verbal knowledge flowing, gushing out the rooms. Keep it apparent, now we're back on the track. Never whack with these tunes, Diamond Jones is never having that.
And that came from Brad McGrath at Violet Velvet Recording. He's based in Boulder, Colorado.
Colorado now, yeah.
So, yeah, he travels back and forth from Boulder to St. Louis and calls us up, and we jump in the studio and
very cool.
Drive ourselves insane.
Yeah.
You know, picking everything apart.
Only having one day to do everything.
Flipping every stone over.
Yeah.
That's what sucks, having the one day to do it, because... You know, nobody's ever happy with their part, ever.
Right. It's a lot of planning, to, you know, for a day or two in the studio, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's what you got to do, you know.
You guys said video. Is this, you guys have any official videos yet, or will this be the first one?
Other than, like, Visionary Media stuff, right. You know, those guys are great, what they do, you know, and it's just a live performance that they scrap together amazingly well. But no, we haven't done anything that
like a music video.
A legit video.
It's our brainchild. Like, this is what we vision when we wrote these songs, how we feel, you know, and trying to do that. We've never done it before, so.
It's hard.
Yeah, a lot of times we feel like we're just kind of pissing up a flagpole and nothing ever gets done. You know, we started shooting a little bit with Tyler Calloway from As Earth Shatters.
Yeah.
And all that craziness, and you put out a pretty cool peanut butter jelly video.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we're all really appreciative.
That is an official video, too, by the way.
True. Kind of, sort of.
That is a Calloway production.
Original.
Right.
Thanks to big ups to Tyler on that slang of our character. Thank
off the new album, Is That My Jelly?
I thought it was
peanut. That's the fifth song on our new album.
I thought it was Peanut Butter and Jam.
Right.
That's cool that we in this community we do have a lot of people making really great videos and multimedia doing all kinds of fun stuff. So
making fun of each other.
Oh yeah, well yeah, those guys are something else. The other.
Oh yeah.
Tyler and Vince.
Oh yeah,
they keep they very very entertaining. But yeah, that'd be exciting though to get an official video out, and of course, you know something you know you guys can make a concept and bring it to life and stuff, so.
Yeah, we're definitely in the writing process with that. You know, Peanut calls me all the time, super excited, bouncing ideas back and forth.
Yep. It's just a matter of me writing it down, man. Yeah. We got to write it down and then go
put it on
it.
Paper, getting with Tyler, him, you know, berating us and telling us what we can and can't do.
Sure.
And getting it done, you know. Time is like gold these days, it seems.
Yeah. You know, and you guys mentioned July 22nd. You guys can come out and see these guys play Bent live. And this is a pretty crazy party because Discrepancies will be playing their entire record, The Awakening, front to back, I guess.
No problem.
Yeah.
Tell them about what we were hanging with them the other night.
Yeah, we got something exciting. I don't want to spoil the news for ATG, but we got something brewing for everybody.
Yeah.
ATG and I and Altezi, we did something really cool recently, so everybody be on the lookout for that.
I was hanging out in the background.
Get you some tickets for this July 22nd show at the Ready Room.
Yep.
Dope bands, so City of Parks, Altezi, Eric the Red Brown.
Midwest Avengers.
Midwest Avengers.
Yeah, my shirt.
Yep. Yeah. NWA.
Boom.
Who do we else we got?
Mwah.
Discrepancies. I mean, us. I mean, dude, this show is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And, you got two winners.
And the homies. And the homies, right. City of Parks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. I mean, it's just going to be awesome.
Sure.
The homies.
And of course,
the young homies.
Joey.
That'll be at the Ready Room over in the Grove. So come on out there and party all night with us.
More like the Groove.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have this when you say at the Grove?
Yeah.
And people are like, Webster Groves? And I'm like, no, no. And they're like, Tower Grove? I'm like, no.
No, no, bro. Neither.
The other Grove.
The other Grove. You just killed Dave over there. He's
That was awesome.
You guys selling tickets?
Boom.
Yes, we are. $10 get you into the Ready Room. You can see all these awesome acts. Hit anybody up from the band page, and we'll be sure to deliver them and try to get you into the door.
Yes.
See all this awesome music.
And Steve just bought a brand new truck. He can't wait to drive it.
Yeah, right.
He can't wait to pay for
it. Hauling
the gear. Right. He wants to drive all the tickets to everyone.
Yeah. Everybody just get in the back of my truck, and I'll just haul everybody to the shows.
Yeah.
Yep.
Be awesome.
That's how the Jones roll.
Yep.
There's another brand new one you guys are working on that's up there at commonjones.com called Dark Sails.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And this is kind of, you know, you guys saying kind of a different side of what people might know as Common Jones, and this one's definitely a good example of that. Like this is a very different side and a lot of fun. And but yeah, you guys want to talk about this one? How this came about? How
this is our pirate song, man. Yeah. We've been working on this one for a few years, and it's kind of gone through a lot of different variations. But it's just kind of a cool play on like a little pirate theme.
Sure.
The jam sounds pirate. The lyrics are kind of piratey and just fun. It's, you know, different, playful, kind of dancey. Just has a nice beat to it.
This is the first song that we actually set out to, like, we're gonna write this kind of song,
right?
You know. And we'd never done that before. And it all spanned from, what, a banjo riff?
Yeah, just
a banjo riff.
He has a banjo riff. And
yeah, dude, just a compilation of starting playing, jamming on it, and having different jams. And this is, you know, just the evolution of bands. This is when we'd hang out and drink at my house and have bonfires and kind of party, you know, and just the evolution of any band. Anybody that's in a band knows how that goes. And even, you know, I listen to all these recordings on the computer. I just emailed you guys all that stuff, man, from back in Psycho Beach Party days and all this stuff. And it's like from 3 years ago. So just cool to see ideas that we had kind of turn into this.
Sure.
And then we got the keys in there. We jammed it out once with Dave with the keys. And I was like, dude, this is awesome. And that was a big
step. Yeah, that keys, was, like, yeah, that real. Was huge.
Like, holy shit. Like, this.
When Dave jumps in on the keys on that
dude,
one.
You know what? My boy Rick from the Hustlers said, When I played that for him once, he was like, he's got a real go-go Bordella vibe. And I took that as a compliment.
Yeah, that's awesome. Right. Start wearing purple, wearing purple.
That's the shit.
Right.
The women in high heel shoes that smoke all our pots and drink all our brews. They may not be virgins, but that's not a sin. They still have the boxes the cherries came in. If life were an ocean and I were a duck, I'd swim to the bottom and never come up. But life's not an ocean and I'm not a duck, so here's to the rum and a really good fuck. Like Mary's.
trying to let my mind breathe. Trying to fight my pain, got no time to hesitate, or you can walk the plank right in front of me. It's a double-edged sword when you live the kind of life. It's a pirate's life when you're on the sea taking lights. Pillage another village as we search for holy grails. Come along as we search these dark sails.
I recognized Steve and Mike's voice, but there's one voice at the beginning I didn't.
That's me.
That's Justin.
That'd be Justin.
Yeah. You're doing like a kind of character.
Right. He's like, Mike doesn't talk like that. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
No, that's. I guess that's like kind of my cameo into the vocals. I can't sing nothing.
Right.
I rap a little bit with Peanut.
Yeah, tell him about your new joint.
We're trying to get him on stuff.
He's gaining confidence.
About to do some gangster rap shit.
Oh.
It's good to get it.
Yeah, very cool. Yeah, that, I don't know, obviously it's a pirate theme too, but my brain goes to SpongeBob when I first heard it, like just that whole...
the seagulls awesome. In the beginning.
Yeah. Right. No, and that, I mean, that's the keys, you know, you can't do that without having
a right player.
Sure. Not that you guys are going to be a SpongeBob cover band or anything, but...
we did clean versions of these songs, too. Those are also...
Oh, yeah, they start off... They're real vulgar and real offensive. That's just very rude. Sorry for that, but that's part of the pirate
thing.
Pirate
thing.
It's pirate.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of us have kids in the band. I personally don't. Mike doesn't, but a lot of the guys do.
And we have to fast-forward that part every time.
Right.
You know, it's in the CD player. You play it 100 times a day, and I just always skip that first part. So what you hear on the radio, because we've got the song on the point, they play it on there a little bit, but it's a radio-friendly version. But then the regular one that you'll hear, if you go to CommonJones.com, which try that. Instead of going to Facebook and looking up Common Jones, we paid money for this website.
Folks. Yeah, man.
So CommonJones.com, it ain't the best, but just do it. You know, you're on a computer, just type it in.
There's some cool stuff.
Yeah,
right. A lot of pictures.
A lot of pictures. A lot of music.
Yeah, you can get the old record on there.
The old album's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, if people have not heard that, I mean, it amazes me still, honestly. Not saying we've done a lot, because we really haven't compared to the number of bands that are out. But, I mean, we have really done a lot in the amount of time that we have been out. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing still sometimes when I do, you know, see people and meet people at shows and they're like, I didn't even know you guys were from St. Louis. And it's like, what? It's like, are you a part of the music scene at all? Like, I mean... You had to have heard our name once at least, you know?
Yeah, you'd think so.
So it's just crazy when you hear people that haven't even heard of us, because it's like, man, I feel like we've done a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just really, it just goes to show how hard it is to get your name out there, man.
You gotta hustle until you don't have to introduce yourself anymore.
And that's what I meant by the whole thing, you know? It's just really tough to get heard by people and for people to really recognize who you are, that you're a local band, that you're out here striving to, you know, make good songs and create fans and... Like Jennifer Nichols and all them, you know what I mean? Like, that's crazy, dude.
The tattoo.
You know, the tattoo? I mean, that's nuts.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy stuff. I've talked in quite a bit about it on this show, obviously, but yeah, it's nuts though. We're both tattooed on Jennifer's arm now.
Yeah, you too as well. Yeah, and I love yours, dude.
Now I gotta get a Jennifer tattoo.
The red and black is incredible.
I guess, Mikey, that's gonna be you.
Jennifer.
I'm gonna get Jeff on my butt cheek.
Yeah, you gotta get Jeff too.
We throat. Love you, Jeff.
I'm gonna get my throat. We got my Adam's apple. Yeah, Jennifer Nichols. And Jeff.
No, you should just get Nichols.
You fucker.
Nichols.
We'll just get a nickel.
Or a nickel, yeah. Or two nickels.
A nickel. Two nibbles?
Okay. Two nickels.
Two nibbles.
That's awesome.
Nickels.
That's awesome. That is incredible.
10 cents.
I think it's 10 cents.
Have 10 cents coming to show? Yeah.
Right.
You hear that, Robbie?
Yep.
They're coming. The two nickels tattoos. It's going to go viral.
They're coming, man.
Speaking of Robbie, you guys will be heading out to the Ink Spot Block Party again this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is your second.
Second appearance.
That's September 9th on a Saturday, and that's headlined by Fivefold. You got the Hush List, you got Inimical Drive, Skyburnt Wide, Discrepancy, City of Parks, Guerrilla Theory, Divide the Empire, Ashland, Odom, Soundtrap, Hollow Point Heroes, and your boys in Common Jones.
Nice.
Yeah.
No doubt. That sounds like the best time ever.
Hey, dude, it does. Yeah, I mean, the lineup on that is insane.
Sure. Is this not a super show?
Yeah,
I think it is.
It is a super show.
And it's free. If you get a
and it's free. It's free. And there's stuff to do. There's a guy in a dinosaur costume.
I was terrifying.
People selling bongs and pipes and all kinds of stuff.
You got food, pretty sweet sunglasses.
Balloons, beer.
I
even
have
funnel cakes.
I still got those sunglasses, dude.
I gave them to you.
Did you? Shout out to Jacob.
Visit your list of sponsors will be out soon, and visit one of them. You'll get your ticket to go for free, or I think it's like $5 at the door or something. So if you
need to charge the
bands. If you're,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, they're charging you.
Right.
Just MCs.
Yep.
Right.
They but yeah, I mean, that's I've been, this is like I guess the third one was my first year, so this is like my fifth year of the Ink Spot, and yeah, it's just, it's an incredible party every year, man. And it's always just like a big family reunion every year, man. It's just fun to get out there and see all your buddies every time. And
And we're gonna take more of advantage of it this year, you know. Like, we, last year we didn't barbecue or anything, you know. I think this year we talked about maybe bringing a little bit of food.
We got wasted though.
Yeah, we got wasted. Yeah, maybe a little
frisbee game.
Yeah,
be a kickball game.
Yeah, kickball, whatever, you know, just kick it, you know, like we didn't get to kick it last time, man. We were nervous, we're still a new band, you know, first time playing Ink Spot ever, so we didn't know what to expect,
right.
But everybody was super cool out there to us from the beginning when we got there at the gate to the very end.
The sound and everything was well put together, professional.
Victor, what was his last name? Victor,
Ribas.
Rebus. Yeah, that dude was awesome, man. I think he was like running the stage.
He is the drummer for Hush List, correct?
Yeah,
former
drummer. Okay. But he took care of us, man. He did a great job. I mean, but there's a lot of good dudes, man. You know, a lot of good dudes out there, and it's awesome to be a part of that. laughing at?
Excuse me. Yeah, right there. Something in my throat that made me laugh.
He
laughed.
Yeah.
Are you gonna play a new jam?
Yeah, we got one more we wanted to share with you guys today, and this one's Broken Ninja, right?
Well, just Broken Ninja. He has a
Pee Wee Army.
Broken Ninja.
Broken Ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, we originally thought we were gonna call it Broke Ass Ninja.
Yeah.
But we thought that was a little too like little too jabby. Assy. You know, a little too interfering, a little harsh. You know, so just Broke Ninja.
Yeah.
You know, most people are broke. You know,
we're all broke ninjas. All of us. I mean, well, not really.
Nah, we're all, we all,
you know what I'm saying?
Just like everybody, everybody gets
by. We get by, we do all right.
It's a solid different kind of
thing. We're older, we got good credit and shit. But
I shit, speak for yourself.
Well,
my shit's terrible.
I broke my arm, got like 30 grand. Let's talk about credit scores.
You FICA? How's your FICA doing, Fannin?
Do you guys use credit card mode?
Surviving ain't living and loving. shit for free. One, two, three, hey-o. You turn lemons into lemonade and drink for free. You turn wine into water, set yourself free. Rolling in the doobie just for you and me. I say you and me. One, two, three, I tell you, one to get the money, two to get the green. I got my hand out, baby, so you gotta pay me. I see your legs ain't crippled and ain't shit for free, but it ain't shit for free. One, two, three, yeah.
These three songs are all streaming exclusively at commonjones.com. You can head over there and check those out. And again, pick up the old record. I'm sure you guys got links to your Facebook and stuff on there too, and follow along on your social media.
Yep, yes. Reverb Nation,
Instagram, Twitter, yep. commonjones.com. We're on Spotify.
Mm-hmm. We got Spotify. Yeah, do that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that. We are on.
Yep. Give us some money.
Give us some money.
Give us some money.
Give us money.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard we're on all kinds of different streaming sites that I didn't think we were on, and people are like, oh yeah, it's right here. They pull it up. I'm like, well, where's the money at?
Yeah.
Somebody show me what's going on. So out there, man. Just Google Common Jones and bam.
Yeah. You guys ever watched that old Little Rascals movie?
Oh, yeah. Just watched it the other night.
Yeah. But that's always that line where, we need your money! And, like,
right.
And they're at the, circus tent thing they're doing and stuff. And anyway, makes me laugh.
I love it.
Yep. That's all that's in my brain is movie quotes. And
that's all good. I love movies.
Yep. And song lyrics.
Isn't that some kind of law, like some called, like, Dunbar's Law? You can only remember 150 people's names. a certain amount of things.
Dunbar's number, yeah.
Dunbar's number.
Fuck, then that means, Mike, here soon we're going to forget all lyrics.
I got this great gift. I can remember lyrics.
I love the one after that.
That's true, man.
Yeah, people from high school, you see them, you know, I just had, I don't even want to say it, but I just had my high school reunion, and I saw pictures, I didn't go, but I saw pictures, and I was like, do I know these people?
Yeah.
I do? Can't remember their names.
But, you know, I know we're doing this podcast, but let me give a shout out for real, because I was thinking about it the other day, dude. There are so many good bands here in St. Louis right now, dude. Yeah. STL is killing it, dude, right now, local scene, bro. Like, I've... Like, even from the time when we got, you know, into the local scene last year, it is crazy all the good bands that are out, dude. Boomtown United, Gorilla Theory, Discrepancies, I mean, Apollo's Daughter, 314.
Skyburn White.
Yeah, I mean, dude, the list goes on.
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, every band you go to, Inner Outlines, I mean, all those guys. I mean,
City Parks.
I can't wait to see some Katarina. Those guys are almost ready to go. Vince's new band.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nuts. But so, shout out to everybody in the St. Louis music scene.
Cool. Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw that out there real quick.
Right. No salt, all love.
I think all those you mentioned have also been on this show. So.
Yeah, as are Shatters, man. Tyler's band's killing it.
Yeah.
The Rocket Face.
Aaron Cam and the One Drops.
Super killed it on that corn trigger, man. My God. They're so good at that.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed out on that night.
That was awesome.
Oh, dude, it was so good. So good.
Yeah, that was really good.
You didn't miss out on the first night, you remember? You were my fucking human wall. Remember? It was me. I was there.
The last show. Hell, I don't know.
You remember when we were at Pops and you were like the human wall? Because like everybody was trying to mosh. Yeah. And I was like, let me just stay behind Shane.
I think that was the Road to Point Fest finals.
Yeah.
That was.
I had a full corona. I didn't want to, you know, I just wanted to.
Enjoy it.
That's you enjoy it without fighting for it.
Why are you guys so angry?
Yeah, that's usually my mood.
I got a beautiful, tall, beautiful corona. Full.
You're in the middle of us.
So I thank you for that. Guys. You provided a great service for me that night.
Hey, anytime, buddy.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's my move.
Next time I'm at a show, I'll be on you like, boom! Shane's got my back.
Yeah. Yeah, I usually just stand there and then just kind of shove everybody back in.
Seriously, I was like, Shane was the man. I didn't have to punch anybody because Shane was there.
Well, you have had terrible luck at shows over the years, my friend.
Yeah. Dude, I've had bottles.
And he just doesn't like to get bumped into.
Should we tell him the logic story?
Tell him, man. It should
probably stay out of the mosh pit.
People need to be careful.
This is probably, 10, 12 years ago? Logic, our buddies Johnny O'Neill and Will Betts and Johnny Hughes... and Chris Schnock are in a band called Logic here from St. Louis, Missouri. I don't know if you're privy to them, Shane. They freaking rock, dude.
Yeah, well, I know the name, but didn't they move or something?
Well, they took off to L.A. to try to conquer the world and blah, 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 blah. And, well, anyway, they were playing at the pageant here in St. Louis, and we're rocking out. I took my
We're totally rocking out. We're having the best time.
We're down in the pit. It's about halfway through the show, jamming out. All of a sudden...
it goes dark.
Yeah, Mike is going down. And I got glass just shattered all over me. I'm like, okay, I thought somebody just hit Mike with a bottle. Turns out somebody did hit Mike with a bottle. They just randomly launched it into the crowd.
What kind of psychopath?
And just happened to hit Mike right in the side of the head.
Dave. In the past.
It was not
that was probably the last night the pageant had glass bottles.
Somebody learned that night.
Yeah.
You know. But, Mikey had to go out and see the ambulance and all that. And he was pretty jacked up, man. I had to hold him, catch him, pick him back up.
I remember them sticking a lot of papers in my face. Sign this, sign that, sign that. And I was like, to sign all those papers.
That was our fun Logic story.
Yeah.
You know. So, if you guys are interested.
Sounds like a great time.
Check out logic.com.
It was a good time.
Awesome. I miss him.
There's some psychopath throwing bottles in their crowd.
Yeah.
Who does that, dude? What's your end game?
Yeah, it's pretty...
Let me see how many eyes I can take out.
It's just anarchy.
Not cool.
Yeah,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a Logic show, dude. They brought the house down, man. Those guys were amazing.
No, Logic.
It wasn't even like a punk rock show or anything. It was just like a Logic show. Shouldn't be anybody getting hit with beer bottles.
Right.
I think they were playing a reggae groove, as a matter
right.
of
fact. Right.
Yeah, my brother...
I gotta pee really big, guys. I'll be right back.
cool. Yeah, half the band left on that story. Sorry, guys.
My brother took a beer bottle across the nose one time at a party, and somebody just a similar kind of thing, just firing it into a crowd of people and stuff. And
what a dick.
Yeah.
That's like Tosh.0 dick moves, you know. You seen those sketch?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that good old Tosh.0. Some funny stuff.
I missed him when he came into town. I wanted to go see him, but
yeah.
Speaking of who's playing tonight, it's 311, man.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, we're here focusing on business, doing what we gotta do, so I don't feel so bad, but I've seen 311 like every year they've come in for like the last 10 years.
Yeah, I saw them with The Urge a little while back, like 2 years ago or something, at the amphitheater. But it would be cool to see him at the pageant inside the...
Someone with the Urge Mississippi Nights.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I saw a lot of Mississippi Nights shows with months. The Urge.
Steve hanging from the rafters.
I was probably freshman. Yeah, about 8th grade freshman, running around Mississippi Nights.
Those were crazy shows.
Oh, dude. Insane.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve Ewing and friends.
Yeah.
And other guys.
Just awesome.
In the band.
Well, Carl and like your Waffle Jerry. Rounds. John.
Yeah, they're all good dudes, man. I've
Bill.
Become real good friends with a lot of those guys, and it's been awesome.
It'd be awesome to get to open up for those guys.
Yeah.
That would be a fun show.
I don't know.
It'd be a good
how do we make that happen?
I don't know, but they kind of cut out openers, really. Like they've been doing these like evenings with the Urge kind of thing. They just do two sets but I mean, I don't know. They might go back to. But I know I've seen like.
Well, they're playing the Way Back Point Fest.
Yeah.
Right. It would just be cool to get the open.
They need to do a little contest.
Local band. Why don't we get some generators?
Hey, there you go. There's an idea. A little local band contest to see who gets to open up for the Urge. Sure. That would be awesome. We can get to sell some tickets, get some people in the door.
Eat some hot dogs.
Have some awesome bands play.
Promoted by Steve.
Right. Hey, I'll do it.
Hey, Calvin Jones won. Weird.
Promoted by the Steves. The Steves.
Promoter and judge.
Right. Judge. Promoter and judge. We won. Sorry, guys. No. No, that'd be a tough competition because there's some good bands out here, man.
For sure. Yeah, I know I've... over the years, following you know all the shows at the pageant, I've seen Unify and the Fivefold and Brook Royal and Clockwork. All of them open up for the Urge and stuff, and you know. But yeah, like
late. Posse. Those guys were great.
Yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. They opened up the Ballpark Village one.
Yeah, it was
out there. Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
R.I.P. Tossie.
Right.
That was a great band.
And then they moved on to Lively Mood, and then they defaulted.
Yeah.
Lively Mood was dope, dude. Did you get to hear them when they were around?
No.
Dude, they were awesome, man. We played a barn party with them out in Fenton with Brad Mellabeats and all them 314.
Sure.
And, dude, it was incredible. Like, dude. They played, we got to hear them for the first time. It was their first show since they were a band. And so I guess we got to see their first performance as a band. And, dude, it was awesome. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle's a free agent now.
Yeah.
He just put out a post the other day, like, you know, I'm
looking for a band.
First time I don't have a crew, you know.
Yeah, they hopefully
somebody will scoop them up.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to see them get back on the stage.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Well, again, follow Common Jones online. Keep up with the shows and come out to these two real big ones coming up this summer. You got your July 22nd at the Ready Room, and that's the big Discrepancies party, playing the entire Awakening record, with City of Parks, Midwest Avengers, Eric the Red Brown, and how do you say the other one?
Altazy.
Yeah.
Dope rapper. Yeah. Come see this dude, man. This dude's a young dude, and that dude can spit some bars, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, man.
He spits on fire.
Yeah. And you got your Ink Spot Block Party, September 9th, Fivefold, Hushless, Inimical Drive, Skyburn Y, Discrepancies, City of Parks, Guerrilla Theory, Divide the Empire, Ashland, Odom, Soundtrap, Hollow Point Heroes, and Common Jones.
Oh, yeah.
And super show.
If you don't know those bands, you definitely need to go do your homework and realize that that bill is stacked of all your favorite St. Louis locals, because that's
a killer bill. God, it's going to be such a long day. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. I know.
So, again,
thank you, Shane.
Everything, check out those three songs right here on this show and again at commonjones.com.
Thank you, Shane.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for coming by.
Yeah. Anytime.
Everybody buy some tickets to this July 22nd show.
Yeah.
Come see us at Ink Spot.
We deliver.
Yes, we do deliver. Contact us, leave us messages, email us, text us, send a pigeon. I don't give a fuck.
We're very accessible.
Yeah, we will get tickets to you.
Let's blow the show up.
Bottle with a note down River De Pere.
Let's get a lot of
there. Water in that?
Discrepancy playing their whole album, dude, is going
to
be
just
incredible.
To see Discrepancy. You know, if you haven't seen a man, yeah, yeah, Discrepancy around, is it's a real show.
That record is.
I'm hoping for Fat Beats to get naked like Garrett did.
Hell yeah!
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think he's wearing a romper.
Romper?
Yeah. Well, that's pretty darn close. A romper. So that's good too. Yeah.
I think I gave up a ticket sale to Garrett Weekly because Steve Money was going to buy a ticket for me. And then I said, I want to show Homie Love, you know. And I was like, you were originally going to sell him a ticket. So he wound up selling him the ticket. Just in support, though,
right,
of seeing Fat Beat Steve wear the rock.
So are you Team Tyler, Team Vince? You're putting it out there like that.
Man, Tyler ain't shit.
Oh, man. I'd have to say I'm Team Vince.
Team Vince, huh? Justin's Team Tyler.
No, Tyler ain't shit. So
Tyler
like
ain't
Vince.
Shit. So you like Vince? That's confusing. I'm confused already.
It's hard.
I think we need a bobblehead or something to clear this up.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are taking a side.
You're just asking
for a shitstorm either
right,
way.
Right.
I like both of them just fine.
Team.
Yeah,
guys,
my politics for myself.
Like video. That's right. Melodies. Steve Melodies.
Oh, it's all in good fun. Those turkeys.
And keep an eye out for a brand new Common Jones music video coming soon.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Thanks all right. for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.